quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, New Pacific 3 Eastern, Sunday 3 Pacific 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Tuesday here on the show. You know what that means? We got a lot to talk about. Last night was Raw. We're going to go over everything that happened on Monday Night Raw, which is not a lot, if we're being honest. It is a long, long road to Saturday night's main event. We got 4 weeks until that show, and then like 9 weeks until Money in the Bank. And so they're just doing stuff. And we'll tell you what they're doing. Also got NXT tonight. We got Dynamite tomorrow. We'll give you the cards for both of those shows. And then we got a lot of news. We got updates on Bayley. We got the G1 update. We got another Rex Steiner likely joining WWE in the near future. The Rock is thinking about doing some other stuff in his life. We'll tell you about that. A UFC fighter has been down at the Performance Center and has interest in WWE. We'll tell you about that, plus some notes on CM Punk and WWE house show tour prior to Royal Rumble, and plenty more. Lance Storm is going to be joining us here today. And if you would like to join us, well, you can. Text me 425-780-7566. That is the text message line, 425-780-7566. F4WOnline at gmail.com is the email. And you can find me on Threads and Instagram at F4WOnline. And Cameo, F4WOnline as well. I've been flooded with Cameo requests the last few days, so don't be left out. F4WOnline on Cameo. I'm at Brian Alvarez X and Blue Sky. Follow me on Twitter. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
The girl I come to see, you know I love her so. You live in a shack up on the hill, and I'm in line the range with Buffalo Bill. They call me Big Bear John.
Sometimes life changes, and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. We'll pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home Now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
We call ourselves ASAP Travel for one reason. We can help you book a ticket ASAP. For those of you that don't know, that means as soon as possible. That means no wait time. You get through right away. No searching online. Our specialty is the lowest available fares on the big name airlines. You know them. We can't tell you their names. You can fly domestically or internationally and save more money than you could if you call the airlines directly. Our proprietary software goes underneath the hood of the major airline booking systems and finds you the best rates available. So if you're ready to make your travel plans right now, business or vacation travel, we have all the major airlines always at great rates. Call ASAP Trips and we'll have your ticket in your inbox in 15 minutes. Call this number now.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
$12.5 billion. That's what Americans lost to fraud last year alone. And the scams targeting seniors are getting smarter. AI-generated voices, emails that look perfect. So I built a weekly scam alert specifically for seniors. Every Tuesday, you get a plain language email about the latest threats, what to watch for, what to delete. It's completely free. Just enter your email. And if you want more protection, we've got that too. StopThisScam.com. That's StopThisScam.com.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA. Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot?
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Thought you were all going to be lucky enough to hear that commercial twice. Hey, there should be a new After Dark tomorrow, by the way, everybody. Last week, we waited till the last second, but the guest didn't provide a phone number, which is important, and so we had to delay. But fear not, we will we'll be back with a new After Dark tomorrow. Lance is joining us here today, right?
Yeah, I should connect you with Brent Butt.
Excuse me,
Brent Butt, famous Canadian comedian, the guy behind Corner Gas. He's a huge Bigfoot enthusiast.
Really? Why haven't you connected me yet? I talked to that guy for hours. A lot we could discuss.
I will put you together potentially.
Yeah, do that. Then you could even come on with us and belittle all of this stuff.
He actually did a podcast with Brady connected to Escaping Denver because of his Bigfoot enthusiasm.
How about that? Well, I'll give you my resume. Let him know. Let's do it. All right, we got a lot to get into here today. We'll talk about Raw later on tonight. But there was a reference to Bayley on the show. And this Bayley thing, man, it's weird. It's just weird.
What's weird about it?
Well, Bayley got beat up by Lyra and has vanished. She was advertised for a WWE thing about 2 weeks ago. And then was pulled. About a month ago, Mercedes did like a fake AI or Photoshop or something, like an all-in poster with her and Bayley on it, with Bayley's old, I think, is it Davina Rose or whatever her name was? Which, I mean, that's weird, dude. I mean, imagine if Hangman Page's contract were coming due, and we all knew it, and like somebody in WWE made a fake wrestle, like an actual talent made a fake WrestleMania poster with Hangman on it. So bizarre.
She's creating buzz for her friend to either jump or get a raise, and WWE did an angle to take her off TV where she can come back hot as a babyface should she resign. And if she doesn't, then Lyra ran her out of the company. It all makes sense.
This is borderline tampering when you make a fake poster for All In. And then Bayley
did. Tony didn't.
Bayley did a music video of some sort yesterday, and the name of the song used was All In. Now, I don't know this 100%, but I can tell you that at least amongst those within AEW, first off, everyone I talked to is also baffled by this whole thing. But the belief is that her deal is not up for a while. Maybe as long as January. And that is if they don't add any time. So, long story short, she ain't going to be at All In. And I don't know why her and Mercedes are teasing a match at All In. But it ain't going to happen. So,
If she were to go elsewhere, do you think she would use Davina Rose? Or would she do a similar to Bayley name and rebrand herself completely?
I don't know.
Been a long time since she used the other name.
I do not know. Oh, right. Yes, Tony Khan isn't doing tampering. I didn't say that. But, like, you know what I have to hear about WWE if they did this exact same thing and, like, put an AEW talent on a... Come on. This is ridiculous. I don't know what's happening. It's just bizarre.
Her friends giving her leverage.
Oh, God. All right. Brock Recksteiner has been suspended for 6 games by the New Orleans Saints. He's an undrafted free agent this offseason.
Do we know why?
We do now know. They confirmed that he was suspended for violating the NFL NFLPA performance-enhancing substances policy. So it was, in fact, PEDs. And he's out 6 games. And Dave believes that he is likely WWE-bound within just a few months. He says, I mean, suspended or not, he was a long shot to make the team. He wasn't drafted or anything like that. The suspension can't help his odds of making the team at all. He was suspended for 6 games. So when it comes to being cut, he's probably getting cut. But his future is probably WWE. He said as much himself. I think he's giving football a shot. It's the exact same thing that Bronson had, where he wasn't suspended, obviously. But he was in the Ravens camp, and he was cut. He was a long shot to make it. Undrafted, great athlete. Bronson's athletic numbers were great. He had very good speed, great strength, but too short for his position, essentially, for the NFL. His cousin is a wide receiver, good-looking, good body, and likely will be ending up here in WWE soon. So,
it's still a shame that they didn't go with Rex Steiner for Braun Breaker, because they could own that name. It's not his real one. And then you could do Brock Steiner and Rex Steiner, the Steiner brothers.
You could. But now we're probably going to get Braun Breaker and Brock Breaker.
With Lesnar gone, they could use Brock.
Brock Breaker. They'll probably have to give him a new name. Wreck Breaker. Stein Breaker. There's a lot of options here. But yeah, we could probably get another Steiner brother heading to WWE here very soon. He did an interview earlier this year. He said he spoke with Breaker about entering wrestling. Says, I work out with him all the time back home. I go fishing with him a lot. He moved back to Georgia. He really convinced me once I'm done playing football. He said, playing football, do it as long as you can, but once you're done, get into the wrestling business. Well, that's good advice by Braun Breaker.
So they're cousins, right?
This would be the son of Scott Steiner. Yes.
Yeah, so they're cousins.
Yes. So there you go. Well, The Rock... The Rock is looking to branch out. In a Rolling Stone interview. Are you ready for this?
His real name suits the genre better.
In a Rolling Stone interview, The Rock said that he dreamed of being a country star when he was younger.
Yeah. Let's use Dwayne rather than Rock.
Some of his musical influences, Sam Cooke, Elvis, George Jones, Merle Haggard, Johnny Paycheck. He said, I'm exploring music right now. As you roll along in life, I've been really fortunate to be part of some cool projects. I love it. Music has always been such an anchor for me, very specifically in genres I love, like country music, traditional country music. I would buy an album of The Rock singing the old bluegrass tunes. I'd buy it twice. He wants to branch out and do some other things. Apparently, the live-action version of Moana did not perform well at the box office, which, by the way, included him singing. But we'll see how his next project goes. What do you think about The Rock singing bluegrass?
I don't know if he specifically said bluegrass.
He didn't, but we're talking old country. He's got to be a bluegrass fan.
My dad was a big Merle Haggard fan.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And did he decide he was going to go to the country music business as well?
He did not, no.
No? That's too bad. That is too bad.
Hey, more power to him if he can do it.
All right, we got NXT tonight. Grayson Waller, Cruz Montana for the NXT Championship number one contender spot. Zari against Ren Sinclair for the Women's North American title. Nico Vance and Izzy Dame against Sean Spears and Lizzie Rain. Hate those names. And Dion Lennox versus Saquon Sugars. Again, by the way. So that's coming up tonight for NXT. We're going to do a break. Back in a moment to talk more of the news. We'll get into Raw here after a while. Observer Live.
Want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. 800-245-2751. That's 800-245-2751. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Hear that overflow? That's not just rain. That's water pouring straight into your home's foundation. Clogged, broken, or missing gutters and downspouts can cause costly damage fast. We're talking foundation cracks, flooded basements, rotting wood, even mold. Most homeowners don't realize the damage until it's too late. We install, repair, and replace full-service gutter and downspout systems built to move water away from your home where it belongs. Call right now for a free gutter inspection. We'll show you exactly what's wrong and exactly how to fix it before it turns into a major repair bill. Call the Gutter Helpline now. Protect your home. Protect your foundation. Fix your gutters before they fail. Here's the number.
800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. 800-884-1561. That's 800-884-1561.
Lower your car payment today. Lower your car payment today. Yes, you heard us right. You can lower your car payment right now by making this free call and save up to $1,400 a year on your current car payments. Think about your current car payment right now. What's that costing you per year? Now think about what it would be like to put an extra $1,400 back in your pocket. That's the average savings our customers experience. We can help you drive the same car and pay less every month by lowering your car payment's interest rate to as low as 4.67%. At Rate Genius, we can work with you to refinance any car payment. If you qualify, it costs you nothing to find out how you can lower your car payment. To learn more, call this number right now.
800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. 800-832-2816. That's 800-832-2816.
Wake up, mama, turn your lamp down low. nigga mama, turn your lamp down low. Have you got the nerve to drive Papa Mactel from your door?
Now we're talking right there. You know how much money I'd give to hear The Rock sing that song? I'd pay $100 for that album. $100. I'd buy it twice. We're going to have more later on today.
I just pulled up the best of Merle Haggard. You know what the second song title is?
What's that?
I think I'll just stay here and drink.
That was me on Friday. Tempted to do it every Friday, but I don't want to fall too far off the wagon. You know what I'm saying? You don't know what I'm saying. You're a teetotaler. All right. Let's get the update on the G1. Here's the update so far. This is from Jeremy Finestone, speaking of Strong Style podcast. So on Thursday, we had Sonata beating Udo Ice by knockout. Wow. Jake Lee versus, who's Gok? G-O-K? Who is that? Is that a typo? G-O-K?
Is there a god of something?
Who is it?
Is it the Great O'Con?
Oh, Great O'Con. Jeez. Come on, Jeremy. All right, Jake Lee beat the Great O'Con by DQ. Both not good, it says. Oiwa beat Goto. Shingo beat Takeshi, which was good. And Bolton beat Tsuji. Also good. On Saturday, we had Zack Sabre Jr. beating Drilla. Yuya beating Hanare. Narita beat Wolf. Newman beat Oscar. Got a lot of results here to catch up with. August 9th, Oiwa defeated Lee. Takeshi beat Sonata. Tsuji beat O'Con. O'Con apparently was so bad that he was buried on commentary. I need to watch some of these. Goto beat Oleg, which was good. And Udo Ice beat Shingo, also good. We had August 11th, Zack Sabre Jr. beat Hanare. The first submission loss in 4 years for Hanare. Drilla beat Narita. Wolf beat Newman, which was good. And Yuya beat Kid, which was good. So apparently a lot of good matches here in this tournament this year. So in the A block, with one A block show left, Takeshita far out in the lead with 12 points. Oleg, Tsuji, and Oiwa all have 10. Shingo and Udo Ice have 8. Jake Lee managed to get 6, along with Sonata. And Great O'Con, who apparently has sucked, has 4.
How is 12 way out in front when there's people behind him at 10?
Well, you know. Standings with one B block match left. In the B block, no one's way out in front, Lance. Newman, Kid, Narita, Uemura, and Drilla all have 10. And Hanare, Oscar, Zack Sabre Jr., and Wolf all have 8. We have matches to finish out the blocks Wednesday and Thursday. The semifinals and finals, this coming Saturday and Sunday. So there you go. Prince says Jake Lee's at least been entertaining. Well, I'll take your word for it. I'm rarely entertained.
You're not a big fan of Jake Lee.
By Jake Lee. No. I find that he often kind of sucks, to be quite frank. Michael Chandler of the UFC was at the Performance Center on Monday. He apparently was training. His last fight, he was the Freedom 250 show at the White House, lost to Mauricio Ruffi via first-round TKO. His fourth consecutive loss, sixth loss in 7 fights. Might be time for that WWE career. He was at the Fanatics Fest in June of 2025, and he told the Schmo Show that he had spoken with Triple H. I was talking to WWE, he said, talking to Triple H about my WWE contract. We're trying to make that happen. He knows I'm a fan of WWE and him and the brand. He's obviously a fan of what I bring to the table from an entertainment standpoint, what I can do on the microphone. Always fun conversations. So there you go. We might have Michael Chandler training to be a WWE superstar.
What weight class is he generally in?
He is lightweight, but that means nothing.
Well, what is that? Is that one?
What is lightweight now? 145? 135? But
so he probably walks around like 170? He
probably walks around 250. I don't know anything about MMA nowadays. Okay, CM Punk is going to be at an NXT house show on August 15th in Petersburg, Virginia.
What?
Yes.
I could see if it was in the Chicago area.
No. Oh,
guess he's going to go have fun.
He will be there on Saturday, August 15th. That's this coming Saturday in Petersburg, Virginia. 1,200 tickets distributed so far for the show.
He's just appearing, though, right? He's not actually wrestling?
I would be very surprised. Also advertised, Tony D, Kendall Gray, Jada Parker, Grayson Waller, Shiloh Hill, Miles Bourne, and Tavion Heights. First show there at the venue. WWE ran a house show there in 2022 and did 2,800 fans. And I guess he's just going to...
They did 2,800 without Punk?
Yeah.
And they're now at 1,200?
That was a WWE house show. This is an NXT house show. And he was just advertised. So my guess is that that show theoretically should start selling tickets. In fact, maybe we have an update here. Let's see.
Well, 1,200 for an NXT house show, I would think, is quite good. That's why I was shocked at the 2,800, but that's a WWE one. That's different.
All right. Where did I say that was? Let's see. Petersburg, Virginia. All right. We got an update, yesterday. Yesterday they were at 1,400. So they did sell 156 tickets since the previous update. So we'll keep an eye on that and see how it does with CM Punk appearing on that show. Hey, you want to see a real star at an indie show? I will be at Relentless this Saturday in Spokane, Washington. Relentless Wrestling Players and what do they call it? What's the name of that place?
Have they sold 1,400 tickets yet? Based on your name?
I mean, I think they're sold out, or they're close. They will be at, why do they always forget the name of this place? Players and Spectators. Players and Spectators in Spokane this coming Saturday night. Bell time is 7 o'clock. Filthy and I will both be there. So make sure you, don't you dare miss it, as they say. You never know what'll happen on a show that Filthy and I are at. So that's Saturday night. In Spokane, Players and Spectators for Relentless Wrestling.
Although we know you won't be doing a senton.
No, absolutely not. Person wants to know if I'll be setting up chairs. Hey, listen. I'll be honest. I plan on hiding. But if they ask, I'll do it.
You know, when I used to book for the local indie promotion here in town, we do the Edmonton show and the Calgary show. But in the Edmonton show, I usually had students riding with me, and they would have to hang around and help out and so forth. And I generally helped with chairs just because I was standing around and couldn't not help while others worked. But if it's not part of your agreement when you get booked, you're not obligated.
So that's where you stand.
That's where I stand. If he was not told when he was booked that that is part of his deal, he's not obligated to. But if you're there, helping out's never a bad thing.
Well, I think the big thing, I mean, this is much ado about nothing, but I mean, at the end of the day, to me, they asked him to help with chairs twice and he didn't, allegedly. So if someone asks me to put up the chairs, I'm going to put up the chairs. But no, when I go to the building, I'm not intending to put up the ring or the chairs. And to be honest, I mean, back in the day, I didn't put up the ring then either because I don't think anyone trusted me. They were afraid if I helped, it would collapse during the show.
He's too small. The pieces are too heavy.
You want this guy to turn that wrench? No. There's something you can do in the back, brother.
Let's get Craig. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, Craig was always in charge of the ring. Yeah.
Probably safest.
Sometimes Craig even was the ring. You aware of that?
I was not.
All right, we got WWE doing a house show. Oh, boy. Oh, man. House show tour. Like, I'm so split on these house shows right now. It's like, I don't know. I could talk for hours. But right now it appears I'm not talking at all.
They're fun to attend. I highly recommend live events.
The thing is this. So they had no house shows for a long time. And then they decided to bring them back. And then people started getting hurt on them. Because there's like, you go from working 4 days a week, we talked about this 1,000 times. When you're working 4 days a week, you do certain things. Then the next thing you know, you're working maybe once or twice a month. You know, Roman Reigns hasn't worked on TV, I think, in 4 years. He hasn't had a TV match, like on television. Someone said the other day. I forget what the exact thing was, but it's like a crazy amount.
Mexican Raw will be the first one?
Yeah. Like, how many matches has Seth had on TV in the last year? Or any of these guys? So working on TV, you know, maybe you'll get one or two matches a month. So then you start adding house shows, and all of a sudden everyone's used to work in a certain way. They go on these house shows, they all get hurt. So, like, I want house shows back, but not at the expense of talent, people getting hurt. So they've actually booked a house show tour right before the Royal Rumble. So it's in Europe. They got January 15th, 16th, 17th, 18th, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th. All before the Royal Rumble. They need 60 healthy bodies, right? 30-person battle, two Royal Rumbles?
30 men, 30 women.
They're going to need 60 healthy bodies, and they're running a house show tour right before the Royal Rumble. I hope everyone's all right. I mean, I don't know what the secret to all of this is, but sometimes I see some of this and I'm like, I don't know if this is good. All right, back in a moment with the Raw Report. Brothers and sisters, Observer Live.
Ain't got no driving wheel. Feel like a broke down engine, mama. Ain't got no driving wheel. You've been down and lonesome. You know how a poor man feels. I've been shooting craps and gambling, mama, and I done got.
It's more than a rebellion. When your teen is slipping into drugs or alcohol, when social media and pornography consume their time and their mind, when depression and even suicidal thoughts cast a shadow over your home, as a parent, you feel powerless. There is hope. At Turnabout Ranch, troubled teens step away from the chaos and into a clarity of nature on a working cattle ranch. Care for horses, learn responsibility, build trust, and rediscover purpose. It isn't theory, it's real work, real therapy, real healing. Families from across the country have found transformation right here, just when they thought hope was gone. If your teen is struggling with addiction, harmful online behaviors, even weight management, call right now and get the help you all need.
800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. 800-219-2494. That's 800-219-2494.
Everyone likes a success story. All In Lid Company was started by two young entrepreneurs who wanted to build a premium hat brand around quality products and an inspiring mindset. That mindset, All In Lid, isn't about what you wear. It's about how you think. Believe in yourself. This brand was created to inspire people to go all in on themselves, to chase the goals that matter to them, to bet on their vision, their work ethic, and their belief, even when the outcome feels uncertain. Founded at Florida State University in Tallahassee, the message quickly resonated with students who believed in the mentality behind it. Today, All In Lid represents more than premium headwear. It represents commitment, confidence, and ownership. A reminder to stop playing small and show up fuller for your goals. Their mission is simple, to inspire as many people as possible to go all in on themselves and their next chapter. AllInLid.com. Be sure to check it out. AllInLid.com.
Listen, were you forced into getting a solar contract and now you just don't want it anymore? Maybe the solar company misled you. Or is your solar contract buried with hidden fees? Are you not saving the amount of money you thought you would on your energy costs? Don't worry. At the Solar Exit Hotline, we can help you cancel your solar contract, even if the panels are already installed. Our experienced legal team will review your contract and help you cancel it, possibly saving you thousands of dollars. You got to call right now for complete details. So listen, if you're not happy with your solar contract for any reason, we are here to help you cancel it. Call the Solar Exit Hotline now for immediate options to help you exit your solar contract. This call is 100% free.
800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. 800-826-4073. That's 800-826-4073.
The fellow played that bass viol, and he could really cheat.
Get away, Blader. Another fellow up there teased a cornet. He got rid of tease that cornet, but he didn't tease it enough.
Coming soon to Apple Music, to a silver platters near you.
You know, someone's
like gonna The Rock.
Someone's going to make an AI video of Rock singing those songs.
I hope they do. Wait till we get to the next one, A to Z Blues. I can't wait to hear The Rock sing that one. Let me tell you.
I think that's pretty harsh, isn't it?
It's pretty harsh, all right. Pretty sure it's about him slicing the alphabet on someone's body because he's in a bad mood.
Yeah, probably not appropriate.
Nah, probably not, but no profanity. All right, Raw. Show opens up with the announcement that Royce Keyes has a bruised larynx and a cervical sprain and will be out indefinitely. Because what we need on this show is less talent. This Solo Sikoa thing. Solo comes out.
He's so much more fun in that gimmick.
He's so wacky. And, like, the fans still aren't sure about this guy. But, like, the longer he goes, the more they get into him. And, of course, he's feuding with the Usos, who are heels, but have a total babyface entrance. And so, basically, him and Jay go back and forth. Jay says, you need to be coming back to the family. Solo's like, I ain't going back to the family. And they agree to a match. And their stipulation is that if Jay wins, he will, and I quote, deliver Solo to Roman Reigns. It didn't specifically say he had to join the family, just he would deliver him to Roman.
Well, that was the idea, though.
I know, but they were very specific about the wording because he ain't joining the family next week. He's going to be delivered, and then I'm sure LA Knight and Solo will, you know, do something. But the point is, and if Solo wins, the family can, like, never bother him again. And as soon as I heard that, I was like, oh, yeah, okay. Well, he ain't winning. And he didn't. They plug the winner loses to Roman Reigns tournament. Jacob then ran into Jay backstage. He's like, what are you doing, dude? You're supposed to be running plays for the tribal chief, but you're out there doing your own thing. And Jay said, doesn't matter. I'm going to get the win tonight. I will deliver Solo to the family personally. And Jacob said, well, you better win tonight. We had Penta and Laredo Kid. I thought this match was pretty good. I thought that for about the first half, Laredo Kid did not look good. And then in the second half, he did look good. So I don't know what happened. Maybe he needed a warm-up. But at the end there, did a bunch of spots, missed a bunch of spots, and then Penta hit the Destroyer and got the pin. They announced that the winner of this match moves on in the tournament to face either La Parca or Psycho Clown. When I heard Pagano was out of this tournament, the only other option was Roman Reigns versus Psycho Clown. But I don't think we're going to get it.
I thought a lot of guys and girls were like sweating and breathing heavy more than usual. I don't know what environment in the building was, but everybody looked extra tired and sweaty.
Well, according to this, it was 15 feet above sea level.
So it was an elevation.
I mean, some 7 feet above sea level.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it wasn't elevation, but maybe it was incredibly hot and humid. I don't know.
Could have been hot and humid. Where were they?
Norfolk, I think.
Norfolk? Let's find out.
Because everyone seemed to be sweaty and breathing heavy.
91 degrees right now. So probably was hot yesterday. Interesting. Maybe that's why.
Maybe the air conditioning wasn't up to snuff in the building.
Could have been. We had Byron interviewing the Vision, and then after they leave, Braun says, Byron, I got a question for you. Do you think Obafemi is the future? And Byron knows, I'm not an idiot. He is kind of an idiot, but he's not that big an idiot. And he says, Brandon here says, I am in Norfolk. I can confirm. I think this was a typo. It was very hot and humid yesterday. He means humid.
Yes.
By the way, Byron says, well, that's what Brock says. And Bron's angry, and he says, "You sound like Paul," and he walks off.
Do you think anyone has ever accused Byron Saxton of sounding like Paul Heyman before?
No. I don't think once ever.
Probably not.
We had Theory and Tozawa, and this was like, it's like one of those things that drives me crazy on Collision. It was a squash match, and it went through a commercial break. And it just went on and 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 on. And finally, Tozawa got a little comeback, and then he was killed with a forearm. This went way too long for that finish. And then Maxine says, "Kill this guy." Gives him a chair. But Braun gets in the ring to kill Tozawa. Oba's music hits. Of course, once music hits, you must stop whatever you're doing. Wait for the guy to make his entrance. Oba comes down. Everyone separates them. Loud "let them fight" chants. And this match is coming. The question is when. Because we got 4 weeks if they want to do it Saturday night's main event. We got 9 weeks if they're going to hold it off to the pay-per-view. Or they could do a television match with no finish. But it's coming here at some point. That appears to be next for Oba Femi.
You remember in ECW, we would often freeze and wait 7 minutes for Sandman to do his entrance.
7 minutes is like quaint. You ever seen Roman Reigns come to the ring? Jeez. Oba took his sweet time.
Usually not on a run-in, though.
You know, one of my favorite memories in wrestling is this past WrestleMania, when I went to Sandman's last match, and I got to sit there for probably about 15 minutes as he did his last entrance. It was awesome. Absolutely great. And by the way, I watched that match he had with the Invisible Man, and I was like, why are you retiring, dude? He should just take that act on the road. He should have gone all over the country taking that act on the road. Sandman versus the Invisible Man. He'd have made so much money, and he worked hard, too. I mean, jeez, guy was bumping all over the place. Ray did a promo backstage. Said Penta and Laredo had a banger. Roman was going to have his hands full. Dragon Lee shows up. Anyway, Dom wanted to know why he wasn't in the tournament. Dragon Lee and Dom got in an argument, and they announced a match for later on. So here is the here's the big problem with WWE of late, that they just will not repair. And maybe someday they'll figure it out. Stephanie Vaquer, babyface, comes out. She wants Liv. Becky Lynch, babyface, comes out. She wants Liv. The two babyfaces have a promo battle. One babyface tells the other babyface, when it comes to title matches, that's my domain. You don't deserve the title. The fans are now confused. They boo the one babyface. She's like, why is this so hard? I'll just jump to the point. The main event of this show, now granted it wasn't a good match anyway. It was kind of boring. But it's Jey Uso versus Solo. So Jey is the heel.
But people like him.
Not only that, he does his total babyface entrance. He yeets. He does the dance with the fans. They go crazy for the guy. Then Solo, who is now a babyface, does the exact same entrance with the exact same music in the exact same way that he did when he was a heel. So now you've got a heel who's a babyface against a babyface who did his heel gimmick, and they square off and the crowd die to death. Like, they're just dead for this match. And then the guys have to wrestle a match to get you to cheer Solo. Be a hell of a lot easier if Solo just come out as a babyface and the other guy had come out as a heel. But no, they gotta build a giant mountain to climb. And then, you know, there's the interference and everything at the end. And since we jumped to the point, I'll just say that Jey beat Solo after interference from Jimmy. And so now he will deliver him to Roman Reigns next week. And are we in the fourth quarter yet? Where's Paul Heyman? I am so over this bloodline thing.
I think it was inning.
God, is it? Was it seventh, inning?
I think it was inning. I think you said it was fourth inning, and now we can get into the seventh inning stretch, maybe.
Can we get to the bottom of the seventh? Isn't that important or something? How many innings are there? Nine?
Nine, usually.
Okay. God, are we there yet? And actually, no, because I think we got another.
They may have signed Zilla?
Yeah, he did his final dates. So it's like, oh, my God, we're adding innings. I can't take it. If it were interesting, that'd be one thing. But, like, it's not interesting, and they're making it harder to care by making the whole, who are you supposed to like, who are you supposed to hate, blah, blah, blah. So, anyway, going back, we got a three-way feud with Stephanie, Becky, and Liv. Two baby faces who are acting heelish to each other against a heel.
At least the heel they generally don't like, so at least they got one right.
LA Knight did a promo. He goes, Roman, same boring stuff every week. You know what? He set up a tournament. I'm going to enter. I'm going to face this guy. And Kathy says, well, I mean, we already have the field, and it's a luchador tournament anyway. How convenient, says LA. So then Solo shows up, tries to warn him. This is another one. LA is a babyface, but his gimmick is he's a paranoid idiot. And the announcers even say, like, his paranoia is getting to him. I'm like, I'm supposed to cheer for this guy? Solo offers him, whatever, and he doesn't want anything to do with him, and that was that. Dragon Lee and Dominic. I thought this match was pretty good. Although, we are 3 weeks away from Triple Mania. Dom is the mega champion. The big match at Triple Mania is Dominic versus El Grande Americano for the mega title. And Dom has now lost three straight matches on television. He got pinned here with Operation Dragon, which is the Destino. Great. And then, after Dragon Lee gets his big win over Dom, Dave was like, well, you know, Dragon Lee's in the tournament. They can't beat the guy. Well, they didn't beat him, but Big Cass showed up afterwards and killed him. And then Javon ran down to make the save, and he got killed. Listen, I got nothing against Big Cass. I thought Big Cass improved dramatically over the last couple of years. I'm glad to see he's overcome his issues and he's got his WWE job. I'm happy for him. I'm personally very happy for him. But this is straight out of WCW. Let's bring back this big, giant. I don't know how old he is, but I think he's in his 40s, right? Early 40s?
I think he's 39.
39? But, like, his job is to come back and, like, just destroy young guys. It's like, he's 39 years old. Actually, I was basically right. His birthday is this weekend. He will be 40.
Well,
so.
I was basically right. I said he was 39, and he's 39.
I don't like basically right. I mean, I like basically right. I don't need you to be actually right. Anyway, yeah, he's killing all these guys. Like, oh, my God. We had Roxanne and Raquel versus Sol and Io Sky. I thought this was also a pretty good match. But once again, and actually it wasn't even her fault this time, Sol, we got a botched Sol Snatcher. Roxanne was right there in position. She was all ready to take it. And for reasons I cannot explain, because Roxanne is usually quite great, she, like, took it seated. Just looked bad.
She was just a little close and got her leg caught underneath her. Like, how did you not figure that out?
Because I was watching, and she, like, got in position and stood there the entire time.
But she was a little close and had her one foot underneath her, and she couldn't get it out from under her,
okay.
So she landed a little close.
Do we need a new move? We got to have a new move now, right? I mean, it gets botched on every single show for one reason or another. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
Now, when I come in from work, darling, and give you my check, you want to raise sand, fuss, and fight. Get a chance to stay out all night. You left last night at 8, so you're going to the show. Come sliding home at 4. Then you come sliding in this morning soon, just about at 4. Then you're drunk. Got all my money, too? Come here, girl. Let me tell you what I'm going to do to you. I'm going to cut your head.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. 800-690-8223. That's 800-690-8223.
I am an American veteran. I am proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works, and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. As a veteran, show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097. Proceeds support Heroes on the Water.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know what's not coming to an Apple Music near you is The Rock singing A to Z Blues.
I would hope not.
I don't think that's going to fly in 2026. I don't think Blind Willie would have. I don't know. Not good. Anyway, what do you think about getting rid of the Soul Snatcher?
I don't know. She hit it consistently with a lot of other people. I don't know whether they just need to work on being at a different angle a little bit so they don't get jammed up. I find that happens actually a lot with the big cutters that people do now bouncing back off the ropes. Guys get jammed up a lot. So I think she's been successful enough that they can probably make adjustments.
You know what would help is house shows.
Well, they got some of those coming up, Brian. So.
They do. She should be working with opponents for TV at house shows to get that move down if they're going to do it. People like it. They pop big when she went for it. So there's always that. All right. I guess that's it. We went over the NXT lineup for tonight. Tomorrow's Dynamite. So far, it is still just Jay White, David Finley, Continental Cup. John Moxley, Jack Perry, Continental Cup. Kevin Knight versus Chris Jericho for the TNT title. And MJF, Mike Bailey, and Nick Wayne for the number 2 spot in the Casino Gauntlet at All In. So that is tomorrow's Dynamite. I'll be back tomorrow with Filthy. We'll talk NXT. And what's on TNA this coming Thursday?
Oh, geez, I don't even recall. I'd have to look it up.
All right. Well, we'll do that tomorrow, everybody. Or Thursday. We got a lot of time.
I'm on Thursday. I can plug it Thursday before the show.
All right. We're going to wrap it up, everybody. Thanks for listening. Back later on tonight, Brian, Vinny, and Granny, and Sean, and Craig, and everybody else. We'll be talking some retro NXT, maybe for the last time, because I think it's the last one-hour show, if I recall. So that's it. We'll talk to you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.